This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. Thursday's action comes as President Joe Biden announced that the American and British bombardment had yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were aimed in the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels. The U.S. has identified the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan and his Jordanian counterpart on Thursday called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Fidan says, quote, Israel is nothing more than expansionism and occupation, claiming to ensure its own security, unquote. Jordanian Foreign Minister Aman al-Safadi said many countries were now supporting Gaza and destroying their future will lead to more conflict and will not bring security to Israel. He called for a ceasefire plus sufficient and permanent humanitarian aid to all parts of the Gaza Strip, north and south. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The African Union, European Union, the United Nations, and the United States are calling for an immediate ceasefire and constructive dialogue between warring factions in Sudan. They're also calling for an end to tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia over an agreement signed with Somalia's breakaway region, Somaliland. The group say that the two issues are threatening regional stability in the Horn of Africa. Michael Hammer, the U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, says the warring factions in Sudan should immediately end the fighting and adhere to their obligations under international humanitarian law and respect for human rights. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning to visit four African countries. The U.S. State Department says Blinken will go to Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, and Angola starting Sunday for talks focused on regional security, conflict prevention, democracy promotion, and trade. Blinken's Africa trip comes as the United States is increasingly nervous about its relationship on the continent. The U.S. and China are in a battle for influence throughout Africa. U.S. lawmakers have sent President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund all federal agencies into March. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill's passage will prevent economic hardship for many Americans.
Avoiding a shutdown is very good news for the country, for our veterans, for parents and children, and for farmers and small businesses, all of whom would have felt the sting had the government shut down.
The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full-year spending bills. Winter weather in northern Europe has created problems for travelers Wednesday into Thursday, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest, freezing rain forced a temporary halt to takeoffs. Hundreds of flights already had been canceled. The airport in the Norwegian capital, Oslo, closed temporarily as heavy snow reduced visibility for pilots. Heavy snowfall brought traffic to a standstill in large parts of Scandinavia, with roads and highways clogged with stranded motorists, public transportation delays, cancellations on some ferry routes, and the closure of some bridges. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
As bitter cold continues to grip a large portion of the United States, volunteers are out trying to help those still out in the cold. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though. I mean, thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know. That's a blessing, you know. That's a real blessing.
More wintry weather is expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.